This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How well camp has gone, how well Corpus Allo has done is right now, he's going to be our game one starter. The longer you go without seeing NHL shots, and the longer you go without seeing that kind of tempo and pace in front of you, whether it's a five-on-five scrimmage, just like we've been doing every practice, or getting the game reps, the further back you get pushed. And that's why I referenced that, you know, say a deal gets done tomorrow, there's only a possibility of two practices before. And, you know, Corpus Allo's done really well, and we're confident in him. So that's why I referenced him starting game one.
Jim Montgomery yesterday at the Bruins press conference that turned pretty ugly between player and team.
Got hot in there.
Jim Montgomery, yeah, even if Razor shows up, he's only got a couple of practices. Or I'm sorry, even if Swayman shows up.
Razor has shown up.
Razor's here. He's ready to go. But even if Swayman shows up, it's Corpy game one. Like, get ready for Corpus Allo, tells you they're not close.
No.
Nothing's getting worked out. No. And if anything, Swayman could be pulling on a new jersey or
sweater.
Sweater, as it
were.
Come on,
get with it.
Shame on me. Joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI shortly after 11 o'clock here is Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. What's up, Razor?
Good morning. Oh, not much. Not much going on in the hockey world at all, especially here in Boston.
Yeah. How?
Business as usual.
Seriously.
Yes.
Business being the appropriate word. How bad has this gotten between player and team?
Well, I don't think it's been good. I would say that we saw yesterday that it hasn't been good for a little bit of time now. Is that fair to say? Like, seeing what happened yesterday, I'm assuming that just, you know, the pot had been boiling for a few weeks and it kind of went over the top yesterday, but that's just, So I think we saw yesterday that it hasn't been good for a little while now. That just didn't happen yesterday.
And not every day do you see a team president or a GM in ongoing negotiations tell the public exactly what has been offered. Like, I fell out of my chair when Cam Neely said the $64 million line. So what was your reaction when you heard him say that?
Well, yeah, the better one was when he was asked if he was surprised, and the Don was asked if he was surprised, and then Cam came over the top saying, I was like, ooh, here we go. That alone was enough. He didn't have to do any more than that. And again, I think it goes to the, maybe frustration's probably the word, that there was nowhere to go in this, and that both sides were in the spots that they thought, and not being able to get this done and starting to see the season just a week away and not having a goalie that you thought was going to be your starter. I think all of that just leads to frustration. We saw that, you know, that from both sides by the end of the day yesterday.
So Neely says the Bruins have offered $64 million. Let's call that 8 over 8. Jeremy Swayman sounds like he wants to reset the goalie market, raise the bar for his fellow goaltender, of which you were during your playing days. Who's right? Who's wrong? The Bruins with their $8 million offer, or Swayman wanting to raise that bar?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the $64 million question here. Who's right? Who's wrong? I think if you are on Jeremy Swayman, let's go to Jeremy Swayman's camp and talk through that a little bit first. You're looking at it, caps going up for the next 8 years, remarkably, assuming there's no more pandemics. 8 years from now, I'm 33, 34 years old, and $8 million is not going to be a lot of money then. From the Bruins side, you're saying, well, you've only played over 40 games once, and no one makes $8 million when they're 26 years old in the National Hockey League, unless you're a centerman or a defenseman that is a franchise player. And Jeremy's probably comparing himself more to a centerman or a winger or a defenseman than he is goalies, because the reality is there's no comparables that would say that Jeremy Swayman should get more than $10 million right now as a goaltender. And I think that's kind of what we heard yesterday. When we heard the word comparable, you're looking at a UC Saros who's making 7.5, and you could make a point that Jeremy isn't quite there yet either. So it's such a tough situation, because when you use the word comparable, there's a few different ways to look at it, and if you're not on the same page or close to the same page, you have an argument about it.
So with the season starting 1 week from tonight, what is more likely, the Bruins to offer more than 8 or Swayman to take the 8?
Ooh, I would think, well, I would love to know exactly where Jeremy is. It would be easier to answer that question if I knew where, like, is he at 12? Like, is he at 13? Like, is that why?
According to Scoops Keefe, he's at 10.
I had 10, but.
If he's at 10, then 8.5, 9 should probably, you know, let's get over this fighting and let's get to the middle on it. Now, but if he's at 11, I don't see, like, the middle's much further apart. So, again, if Swayman's camp's locked in at not taking a dollar less than $10 million, I don't know how you get to this. Then I don't know how it finishes. If they're willing to compromise, then yeah, get it done and have Jeremy play in Game 4 of the regular season.
Is there any chance? So obviously Neely had the press conference yesterday and said what he said, and then Swayman's agent came out in a statement and said that $64 million's never been brought up in negotiations. Is there any chance that Swayman was unaware of the 8 years, $8 million per year offer? I mean, I'm sure his agent isn't telling him every single detail about the negotiations, but something like that I would hope got relayed to the player.
I can't imagine a scenario that when it comes, like, my agent or my scenarios, and I haven't heard too many otherwise. You want to know the nitty gritty. You don't really hear and don't want to hear a lot of this stuff, but you do definitely know what offers come across the desk and what's being offered. I can't imagine a scenario where that wasn't broached, and for Cam to say it, I can't imagine there's a scenario where it didn't happen either. So players want to know what is being offered and how much money is out there, so they can make that decision. Agents can drive the bus a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's the players who hired the agent.
Talking to Andrew Raycroft of Nesson here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You're a former player. What do we know about, or what should we know about Lewis Gross, the agent for Jeremy Swayman?
Well, there's a lot being, you know, he's a longtime agent. He's a guy who has just recently and most recently brought this to the NHL, where a restricted free agent went all the way to December 1st, and that's William Nylander in Toronto, and now you're hearing some stories around it. But at the end of the day, he's a protective agent. He's a well-respected agent who works and fights really hard for his players. So not always the most popular person with different teams and organizations, but a guy who has still been around a long time and is pretty respected by the league in general.
I'm sure not every player feels the exact same way, but what do you think the majority of the locker room is feeling? Like, hey, Jeremy, now's the time to get your money. We're behind you. Good luck. Or, hey, the season's about to start. That's a pretty good offer. Why don't you get in here?
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because at the start of camp, you're like, yeah, go get your money. And then the season starts coming around, and you hear certain numbers being thrown out, and you start, okay, well, you know, this is what I'm playing for, and I think I'm pretty important to this team too. Like, why aren't you here? So the players, of course, stick up for each other, but as the season gets going, the other thing that honestly kind of what happens, you forget about those guys. That's the reality. Like, there might be text messages going back and forth at the start of camp, but once you get closer to the start of the season, you're like, all right, he's not on the boat. Let's start going here. So I think at the end of the day, most players have each other's back, but there's always an undercurrent of like, hey, it comes down to us winning that's in the room, and the guys that aren't here.
Well, and I'm sure it's different depending on who you ask. As Keith said, like, Marchand might be more like, let's get the hell out there. Whereas a guy like Elias Lindholm, I'd be like, I'd probably just got a big contract. Yeah. What am I going to say
yours
to this guy? Exactly. So, maybe there's a difference in opinion
there. Probably never even met Jeremy Swayman. Yeah, he's exactly. Probably never even met him.
That's
I guarantee you they don't have phone numbers. Yeah.
So, how likely, Razor, and I have a follow-up here, but how likely do you think it is that he gets traded?
I think I'll turn the question a little bit into, because I hear this, I've heard this nonstop for like a week and a half, 2 weeks about the Allmark stuff, right? Why did they trade Allmark? Why would they trade Allmark and not have Swayman sign? He gave up leverage. The reality is Jeremy Swayman has to play for the Boston Bruins or is dictated by the Boston Bruins. So the word leverage, like, he could lose $7 million this year, guys, if he doesn't play hockey this year. That's his only leverage, is to hold out and not play.
Yeah,
so
the Bruins could have a gaping hole in net all year. I mean, that's his leverage.
Well, there's lots of goalies that play. Like, Korpisalo has played in the NHL for a long time. Like, there's guys, there's players that can play in the NHL not named Jeremy Swayman. So the league is going to go on. It does when all of us retire. So there's a little bit, we can debate that, but the reality is it's really hard to trade goaltenders right now. There's 90 goalies that think they can play in the NHL right now, or teams think they can play in the NHL right now around the league. The reason you trade Allmark in the summer is because that's when teams want their goaltenders. That's when they want to get set up. Beyond that, right now, everyone's kind of, or feels like they're set in goal right now, or certainly feel like they're set or can't afford a $10 million goalie right now. Because don't forget, you got to figure one of these teams that wants him has to work $10 million into it if you are trading him. So I think it's really my answer to the question is it's really hard to trade goalies right now, especially ones that want to play 50 or 60 games, because most teams are set in that position right now. So that's why I think a trade's still fairly unlikely, just because it's really hard to do when teams are trying to get under the cap at this time of year.
Okay, it's unlikely. Let's say the Bruins, they go into the season, Korpisalo's playing well. They say, you know what, maybe we don't need Jeremy Swayman. What should they be looking for in return? Is it prospects? Is it picks? I know you have to take some salary back. What should they be looking for in return?
Oh, man. I'm not sure. It's hard to recreate what Swayman's value is to this team. You're going to ask a lot. You're not giving him up for a third round pick just because you can't get him signed. Like that, I don't see a scenario in that case. If this does happen, it's going to be a big boy one.
So,
but I don't know what that is. I apologize. Like, no, I'm really not trying to be on the fence. I don't know what it would look like. Yeah, I'm really not sure.
Well, I guess the way I'd ask it too is, if based on your comment about how there's always going to be somebody to play goalie and there's 90 goalies around the league, is the $8 million for this particular team better invested into forwards and defensemen or trying to get something done with Swayman?
Well, I think it's in this scenario right now, you've planned on this guy. He's your player. You've had him for a long time. And obviously the Bruins, if you know what we heard yesterday, they feel like that's good value, when they feel like they're putting a big investment and they think that he is the guy. So I don't think you throw $8 million at anybody, but I think they do think that Jeremy Swayman is worth that and will be worth that, and that, and that's the fair deal at this point. But I think that they think that he would be the right way to spend or allocate $8 million at this point and going forward. That's their view. I would agree with them. But you do get to a point where too much is too much. And going off of yesterday, it sounds like whatever is on the other side is too much.
Razor, I'm thinking this out. I'm just spitballing here for a video on social media. Razor, : goalies are a dime a dozen. 90 guys can play. Swayman isn't special.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? That's kind of what I inferred there. Goalie turns his back on fellow goalie. Goalies are a dime a dozen. Something like that.
Yeah, 100%. Go with it. Okay. Go with it.
All right, Terp, you heard that. Yeah. Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right, Razor, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully when things are a little better negotiation-wise with the Bruins and Swayman.
That would be great. Awesome, guys. At least we're not having to talk about the New England Patriots. So that's
true.
Well, stay tuned. It's coming up. Razor, we appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care. Thank you, sir.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
90 guys can play goalie.
A lot of goalies out there.
I think that's Razor lobbying to get
a few
games.
That's what I was going
to
say. Do you think he's lobbying to be graduate from E-Bug?
He has to be the E-Bug, right?
Yeah. I think he's the E-Bug. I think he is the E-Bug.
Is that true?
Especially when he's between the pipes, some of those NASA broadcasts, they have him down there, like rink level.
It's true.
He's probably got the shin guards on. You don't even know. He got the leg pads on.
His pads are on underneath the table at the desk.
Is he wearing?
Yeah,
he's like a giant suit over his over his hockey pads.
Giant oversized suit.
What is he doing?
He's wearing
the E-Bug.
Are you wearing full pads underneath that? Yeah.
You never know when
I took
game
my
breaks
mask
out.
Off.
Like, okay. All right, fair enough.
Just in between Gord Kluzak talking. He's squirting water.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to rock.
He's like, that goalie looks kind of shaky to you, doesn't he? It's like, no, you're not playing today. You're done.
Terp, you heard the approval there from Razor. Former goalie turns back on fellow. Anyone can play goalie. It was actually a long ago take that I
dime
had.
A dozen.
Anyone, the popcorn vendor, anyone can play goalie. It was actually a long belief of mine.
Guy proved it a couple years ago. The guy that pulled him off the Zamboni and had like a shutout.
He came out and like shut out the Leafs. He like shut out. It was like, you know, Tavares, you know, all these brilliant players over there. Warner.
That is great.
Just shutting them all down. Austin Matthews is just like the popcorn vendor. They pulled him out. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you can play goalie. Apparently Razor agrees. Anyone can play goalie. Don't pay Swayman.
He got a Vezina vote, I believe. That's great.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon. We have misleading on the way. We'll revisit, the Red Sox interest in buying the Celtics. That comes your way later on this hour. But next, it's a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keith.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at high noon.
High noon!
Each and every Tuesday. We have Kiefer Madness at 12:45.
Sure do.
Misleading for you at 11:45. What's going on with Sam Kennedy, FSG, and the Celtics? We'll do that coming up about 20 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. But it is a Tier Tuesday, not just a Tommy Tuesday.
No.
But a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. And, well, guess what? A little sponsor, Keefe.
Oh, is that right?
For Tier Tuesday.
Good.
Awaken 180. If you're hearing this commercial, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. So welcome aboard here on Tier Tuesday. What do we have for tiers this week, Keith?
All right, so we're going to have a similar outline as previous weeks. We've sort of made a couple of adjustments. We can always add and subtract on the fly. That's the beauty of Tier Tuesday. It's very fluid. But we're once again going to do the NFL. We're not going to always do the NFL, but we're doing the NFL through 4 weeks. So basically the quarter mark of the NFL season. And the top tier, you had a suggestion for what we should name the top tier this week.
I did, because you've been all over Bruins reporting. It's been proven again with Cam Neely popping off yesterday. So our top tier should be
Scoopskeef. Yeah, that's fair. I agree with that. So Scoopskeef, top tier. Just a bit outside remains the second tier. Frisky. These teams can be frisky. Keep an eye on them. We're going to have the Rambulance for injured teams. I'm Shooketh for teams that are maybe a little disappointing.
I'm Shooketh.
Correct. Number two pick watch. And then Travis Hunter.
Top tier?
Bottom tier.
I guess the top pick is what I meant to say. Yes, bottom tier.
I assume the number one pick had another really nice game. The Shohei Ohtani of college football is Travis Hunter, and he's killing it. So that's what we have right now. That would be, what, seven tiers?
Okay.
We can work our way through. And again, if we have to make adjustments, we can. But to start throwing teams our way, let's go to the great Billy Lanny. Billy.
Yo. All right, starting off AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 3-1.
All right, so you can't put him in Shooketh, but based on the last game, that was a little Shooketh.
I'm a little Shooketh.
I think they got to be knocked down a peg, because they had been surprisingly in the top tier the last couple of weeks. They're still very good.
So they're just a bit outside.
Just
a bit outside.
They got smacked around.
You got to hold them accountable for that.
It's at least
a one-week probation before they get knocked back up.
That's all.
To the hashtag Scoopskeef.
They have it in them to get back up to Scoopskeef, but I think they are just about outside right now.
Yeah, the way they played, that's not representative of Scoopskeef.
No, it's not. No, that was a rough go.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
1-3 Dolphins.
Okay, that last night, we haven't talked about this at all, was atrocious. And I know Snoop Huntley just got there and just met the team.
I thought he was going to be better. That was
awful.
He was every bit as bad as Skylar Thompson. And that was Tennessee on the other side, who might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Do you know how many yards Snoop Huntley threw for?
Oh, 100.
96. So you just missed out on that.
Jacoby Brissett.
Almost got the Brissett numbers.
Yeah,
nice.
Jacoby Brissett looks at that and he's like, oh, that's it?
He was one of three quarterbacks that played in the game total, and he had more passing yards than the other two. 96. That game sucked out loud.
Well, it sounds like you watched a lot of it.
I did, yeah.
I did not. I was on the other Monday night game.
It won Tony Pollard.
That's true.
Who cashed one of the biggest garbage time scores of all time. Yeah. But I will take it. Not garbage for me or anybody who bet that.
Imagine if the Bozo touchdown parlay came down to that again and we got another last minute touchdown.
So
there.
We did. Yeah, it would have been the same thing.
Would have been the same thing as Moss the week before.
So we didn't hit this week, but we did get 3 out of 5.
It's pretty good.
We're kind of all around it.
We are right around.
Yeah,
we're
all around.
We're sniffing it.
We're sniffing around. Yeah, somehow Terps' Travis Kelce pick didn't come up aces, but.
Well, he had a big game.
He actually did.
Where are we sticking them? Rambulance?
I think the Dolphins are so bad, but. Rambulance might almost be like letting them off the hook. Aren't
Shooketh?
You got to be Shooketh.
Okay.
That was such a poor
performance. Let's go Shooketh.
But they're
I'm Shooketh.
Okay. Tyreek Hill.
You don't
want to
go
media?
Number two pick watch?
I don't think they're that bad.
I mean.
But like if Tua comes. If Tua,
they just lost to the Titans. Titans are the pits.
Let's go to Shooketh. Because if Tua comes back, doesn't that keeps them out of number two pick range?
It should. If he comes back. When's he coming back?
Schefter said today he's expected back this year. Schefter said that this morning.
I think he's going to play again this year. And then everybody's going
to. Said week 8.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to forget about it. And then he's going to get hit in the head again. Everyone's going to act like they care so much. And then he's going to move on. It's going to be this horrible cycle.
All right. So, Billy, break the tie. Number two pick or Shooketh?
Shooketh.
Okay. Shooketh. There's Shooketh then. Okay. Fine.
Patriots 1-3.
That is a downgrade for them from Rambulance. Oh, no, you're good. Patriots are number two pick watch.
They're not Travis Hunter. They're pretty bad. That was bad.
You want to put him on Travis Hunter?
I mean,
the power rankings today. ESPN had him 32.
They're horrible.
Yahoo had him 32.
Yeah, they. Wow, there's one other team and they do play them.
I kind of feel like that team deserves their own tier.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
they're gonna play each other.
Let's go, Travis Hunter.
Not great, Bob.
Based on the last 2 weeks, I would say the Patriots are in the who's played worse over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, fair. Travis Hunter, you're right. Let's put him on that tier. Travis Hunter.
T-Hunter.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
Pats, you've graduated all the way to the bottom.
You'd sell a few jerseys. Travis Hunter.
You would
roll through here.
Real nice.
Although he wears 12, right?
Yeah, I can't wear that.
You give him 12.
You know what?
Travis with the hell. We're down times.
If he was good in the NFL, I would give him 12. I would happily give him 12.
It strikes me like that would be a hang up for him. Yeah. He'd be like, no, I can't.
Yeah, I'm not playing there.
Like, well, we're kind of holding that for somebody.
I'm holding out for Jacksonville.
Actually, they already retired it, right? They said they're going to.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they did at Brady night. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Travis Hunter for the Patriots.
2-2 Jets.
All right. So.
Shooketh.
Yeah, unfortunately, they lost to the Broncos. That was
I'm Shooketh.
Yeah, not very frisky when you lose to the Broncos.
No, not frisky. No, they're not. This is their thing.
That sucks.
And this is Rodgers probably in his 40s. Like, he can look great 1 week and very pedestrian the next. Shooketh.
Sala not believing they can use a hard count. And Rodgers saying, get over it.
Yeah. So, Sala maybe is a bigger issue than we think. Like, he is first coach fired watch, I would say, Sala. That was a horrible performance. It looked great against the Pats.
They were blowing out the Patriots, and he shoved Robert Sala off of him. So, that's real ugly.
He's got to go.
Yeah, Shooketh.
Sala's got to go.
To the North, Baltimore Ravens at 2-2.
All right, so the Baltimore Ravens just had one of the best wins of the week.
Yeah, they should go to just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Right?
Because they were kind of there.
Just a bit outside.
We like the talent.
We had them Shooketh the week prior.
Well, they were kind of Shooketh. They lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, but when you blitz Buffalo, you can go right back up to just a bit outside.
Correct. Yeah, that's a big win.
And they were a toenail away from beating the Chiefs in week one.
Yeah, true.
For sending that to overtime. What was that going to do?
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
They were going to go for two and try to win.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Yeah, the
two. I like the
Harbaugh special. Missed the playoffs doing that one.
Okay, well, just a bit outside, though. Wild swings, because we had them real low last week, but they're right back up.
That's the nature of the NFL, Jones, why people love it. Each week, you don't know what to expect.
An impressive win. Like,
any
they deserve credit for
Sunday.
That.
That's what I read.
Okay. Cincinnati Bengals 1-3.
Okay, so the Bengals finally got their first win, but it was at Carolina.
They can't be frisky.
I'm Shooketh.
I think they stay there.
You think they're Shooketh?
Isn't that where we had them? That's where we had them last week. I think they stay there.
Yeah, they got one win.
You beat Carolina.
Andy Dalton, though.
Yeah,
that was a frisky Panther team.
That was
a pretty frisky Panther team.
They're not, but the Bengals are not frisky.
Bengals are not right now, no. They're probably Shooketh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
They should claw their way up to just a bit outside at some point, but they're not there right now.
They should at least get to, are they ever going to be a frisky team?
They lost to the Patriots.
Yeah. Shooketh.
They're horrible.
You're Shooketh. Yeah.
Cleveland Browns, 1-3.
I hate the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Shooketh.
Too high. I hate the Cleveland Browns.
They're at least number two watch. Are they in the conversation for Travis Hunter?
So they're 1-3. They just lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the
they lost to the Giants the week before.
Right. So they lost to the Giants and the Raiders in consecutive weeks?
They're at least number two. Watch, you want to put them Travis
Hunter? Because their quarterback might be the only one worse than Brissett right now.
Yeah. And what's the option there?
Jameis.
It's true, but can you bench him?
No.
I don't know if you can bench him with how much you're paying.
You're committed.
That's what I mean.
But Jameis, honestly, if they put in Jameis, I think they'd squeak out. They'd win a couple games.
Oh, they'd at least start scoring.
They'd start eating some dubs. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Another 30-30 year income.
Yeah.
I just want to hear that guy do another pregame speech.
So what do we think? Number two?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter on the bottom tier. Browns. They're awful,
Pittsburgh Steelers, 3-1.
So I know that they just lost this week for the first time.
I think they stay frisky.
I think they're still frisky to me because Justin Fields was throwing around. Yes, I would say they are a frisky bunch.
And they were way down in that game and battled back, so they never really died. They're 3-1.
Justin Fields sacked himself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, happens.
Their win total is still just 8.5 in Vegas. So
that's still frisky, though.
Yeah, but that's exactly. They're not just a bit outside.
No, I'm not
shooketh because I never really believed. We can keep them frisky.
All right, that's pretty I like that. Real frisky.
Now right to the south, Houston Texans at 3-1.
I've been wanting to bump them up.
You like them a lot, but I think they're just a bit outside.
I think they can stay just a bit outside. I'm with you on that.
Just a bit outside.
They gotta string it together consecutively before we bump them up.
I agree.
2-2 Colts.
So the Colts just beat the Steelers at home. Anthony Richardson gets hurt in every single game, so they put in Joe Frisky Flacco.
You want to give him his own tier? I almost feel like Flacco deserves his own tier.
What would we call it? Just Flacco?
Flacco. I almost feel like...
I don't mind that.
Because if the Colts have Flacco...
Is it just below Frisky or is it above Frisky?
Below.
Below Frisky.
I think that's
below... Even though they just beat a Frisky Steelers team.
Yeah, but they were just... Where were they a week ago? Like, Shooketh, where do we have him? We might have had him on... No, we had him on number three pick watch last week.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, like, let's give Flacco his own tier. If it's a Flacco team, I kind of believe.
Okay.
Let's give Flacco his own tier.
So, Joe Flacco. All right, Joe Flacco
right below Frisky, where he belongs.
He did have a good line when they were talking about Anthony Richardson, and he's like, Anthony Richardson's mom is 8 days older than me. He's like, no, I don't think he thinks I'm very cool or whatever.
Oh, I like it. How about instead of Flacco, this is the Twitch chat, instead of Flacco, how about Flacky, like Frisky?
Flacky?
Flacksky.
I like it. So, done.
Okay, done.
F-L-A-C-C-Y?
Yeah, right. Flacky. They're not Frisky, they're Flacky.
I like it.
Okay, good.
I'm sold.
We're
on
to something
okay,
there.
Okay, good,
good. Who's next, Billy?
0-4 Jags.
Yeah, okay, they're Travis Hunter.
Absolutely, Travis Hunter.
They're horrible. They stink.
I almost feel like they need their own tier, but let's put them on Travis Hunter.
Fine.
That's fine.
That's
okay.
All right.
Titans at 1-3.
So they're real bad.
What the?
I think they, even though they got the win last night, they got to be Travis Hunter. Because I thought going into the week, it was Jaguars, Titans, Patriots are the worst teams in the league, and they all play each other.
Yep.
So we're going to really determine it at some point.
Yeah.
But even though they got the win last night over Miami.
Keep them on Hunter?
I think so.
Travis Hunter time. Yeah. All right, let's plug them in there.
Pretty bad, yeah.
All right, AFC West, Broncos at 2-2.
Okay, so the Broncos and my guy Bo, no mo picks, Knicks, is...
Broncos country, let's ride.
Are they frisky?
So here's the thing with them. They might actually be frisky, and it's got nothing to do with my guy. He actually is kind of bad.
Their defense is incredible.
Patrick
Surtain.
Do it to the other team.
Patrick Surtain shuts down number one receivers. Like, people talk about Christian Gonzalez here. Patrick Surtain actually does it. He follows him everywhere, shuts him down. I'll meet you there and put him frisky.
Because they lost to the Seahawks and the Steelers.
Yep.
Those are good teams, right? And then they just beat the Bucks and the Jets, both on the road.
Frisky.
Oh, they are. Oh, yes, they are.
Frisky
team. Real frisky.
Okay, let's put them there. Who else, Billy?
Chiefs, 4-0.
So, I mean, their players are dropping like flies, but they're winning. So you can't put them in Rambulance. You got to keep them up, Scoops Keefe.
You have to.
Yeah.
They haven't lost yet. No. They're probably not going to lose. You know they're going to win.
They might never lose.
11, 12 games at
but
bare minimum.
They got nobody.
Like, how are you still alive?
Yeah.
It's a top tier.
Zombie Chiefs.
No, let's put it.
Scoops Keefe.
Yeah, they belong
keep
on Scoops Keefe.
Keep them up there.
I don't know if they're going to have much company. Yeah.
No.
2-2 Vegas Raiders.
All right.
Shooketh.
So they just beat the Browns.
I know, but it was gross.
They beat the they have wins over the Ravens and the Browns. They have losses against the Chargers and the Panthers.
Are they frisky?
Are the Raiders kind of frisky?
I'm shooketh.
You think shooketh, Nick?
You want to
The Raiders stink.
I would keep
are they
them
flacky?
No, they're not flacky.
Okay. No, that's too much.
I would keep it shooketh.
Shooketh. All right, yeah. That's fine.
I mean, they beat Cleveland, but it was gross.
Yeah, yeah. And Cleveland, we all acknowledge.
And they were
horrible.
Ready to bench their quarterback a week ago. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I'm keeping them shooketh.
Business decisions? Antonio Pierce was all over that.
Yeah, he was.
2-2 L.A. Chargers.
I still think they're frisky.
You do?
Yeah. They were tight with the Chiefs last week.
They were tight with the Chiefs. Herbert's been kind of like banged up a little bit. But, all right, so you think frisky?
I mean, where do you want to put them? Shooketh?
No, they're better than that. Yeah. They're better than that. All right, I'll go frisky. So they're on the same tier with the Broncos and the Steelers. That makes sense.
I would keep them frisky.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the right spot for them.
All right, to the NFC, starting with the East, 2-2, Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, man, what do you think of the Cowboys? We should ask Tom Brady because I think he's done every single one of their games so far. But they got a Thursday night ugly win over the Giants.
Yeah, it was so similar to the Raiders. It's like they won.
Shooketh.
That's where I'd keep them. Keep them shooketh. Yeah,
they're shooketh.
They're still not a great.
Shooketh is a good tier because these teams, for the most part, maybe with the exception of the Raiders, were supposed to be better than they are, and they're kind of still finding their footing.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Jets, Bengals. Yeah. So, yeah, that's good.
Let's keep them there.
A 1-3 Giants.
Are they also Travis Hunter? Or are they a little bit better than that?
I'm going to put them. Let's put them number two pick watch. They at least have neighbors and like they're doing good. A little bit on offense.
Dave Alma has probably saved his job, at least for a bit, over the last 2 weeks.
And, like, the Patriots play the Giants this week. I would definitely pick the Giants.
Yeah, probably.
The Giants play the Jaguars. I would definitely I feel like the Giants, they're not good, but they're a tier above Travis Hunter.
I'll put them there.
Yeah. Number two pick watch. Okay.
2-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't know what to do with them.
They're shooketh.
Let's drop them to shooketh.
They are shooketh.
I mean, they were really banged up last week. AJ Brown hasn't played.
Are they Rambulance or shooketh?
Oh,
they could be. They could be Rambulance.
Let's put them in the Rambulance. That's a good card. Rambulance. Yep. Yeah, no Lane
Puts
Johnson, no Devontae Smith, AJ Rambulance.
Here comes a meat wagon. Okay.
That works.
Good spot for
Good
him.
Spot. No, yeah. that, good call, yeah. Nick. That's a good spot okay. for him. Yeah.
Washington Commanders, 3-1.
They're at least frisky.
They're frisky.
At least.
They're frisky and then some. I mean, Jaden Daniels has been fun to watch.
The chances they're
Arrow
this year's,
pointing up.
The chances they're this year's Houston Texans were like
pretty great.
They're a playoff team, and I'll tell you, Vegas isn't totally buying in, but their win total is 8.5.
Yeah, but the East. We just went through all the teams in the East. Those teams are really kind of spinning their wheels. So it's
frisky.
Winnable.
Frisky.
Oh yeah, real
Jaden Daniels and frisky. Okay.
NFC North: Chicago Bears, 2-2.
I don't know. They couldn't throw the ball to anybody. But they got the win.
They're not frisky, though.
Should I Don't Know be a tier?
Yeah, what are they? I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
shooketh.
What are you?
I don't know. They just beat the Rams, but the Rams are all banged up. Their two wins are against the banged up Rams team and the Titans.
They're not frisky.
They're not frisky.
What are they?
The opposite of frisky. They are...
I'm shooketh.
I mean, are they number two pick watch?
Yeah, they might
I think
be.
That's where they are.
Yeah, they're not impressed
I'm
me
not
at all.
Shooketh.
No.
They're not frisky.
No.
I think they're number two pick
watch. They're not hurt enough to be Rambulance.
I think they're number two pick watch.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's keep them there.
All right.
Detroit Lions, 3-1.
All right. So Jared Goff had a game and a half last night.
He did.
He was awesome.
He still hasn't thrown an incompletion. He caught a touchdown.
So they were kind of on
the
fence.
He had more touchdown catches than incompletions. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ran the Philly special there. Uh-huh. Are they just a bit outside? You put them all the way up there?
Just a bit outside.
I think they've improved enough.
I mean, another week or two, they're like the Texans for me. Another week or two, they could be up on the Scoops
Keys.
They
stumbled out of the gate. But
just a bit outside. Yeah, I like
better.
It.
All right, just a bit outside.
2-2, Green Bay Packers.
I think they're frisky.
I think they're just a bit outside.
Okay, yeah, Jordan Love's back.
They won
just a bit outside.
I know they lost to Minnesota, but... You know, Love, maybe it was some garbage, but Love looked really good in the second half after a really slow
the
start.
Rust off a little bit.
They already, went toe-to-toe with Philly. Them, They're 0-2 with Jordan Love, ironically, but I'll go just a bit outside for them.
Very good.
Okay.
4-0, Minnesota Vikings.
Top tier. Scoops Keefe.
We'll put them up there.
Right now, they're 4-0, and they just beat Jordan Love and
I think
the Packers.
We should.
They're awesome right now.
I'm with you. I think that's where we should put them. I don't really fully believe in them.
No, and like they've had really good regular seasons in the past.
Vegas win total? Take a guess.
9.5.
11.5.
Oh, so they are buying in much more.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
But they had the year, didn't they go like 13-3, but then they were like underdog in every playoff game and they lost week one? Or they were
was it the Case Keenum year?
I think it was. They were.
Was that the year they lost to the Eagles?
Yeah, they made the Eagles. I think they got to the NFC title game that year, but whatever.
No, there was one year where like they were like at home. It might have been the Giants even. They were like at home, and they were they had a ton of wins in the regular season. They were like underdogs the whole year, and they kept winning.
I like it. That's where we put them, though, for now.
Oh, they're killing it right now.
They have to. They belong on the top tier, the Scoops Keefe tier. That's where they belong.
Skull!
Skull!
NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons at 2-2.
All right, their uniforms were Scoops Keefe this past weekend.
Yeah.
That's not really what we're talking about, though. Are they
frisky? I think they're frisky.
Yeah, they might be frisky.
I like them, but I don't know that we can put them any higher.
I don't love them. I don't love.
I said the other day, you took it as a personal affront.
Yeah.
But I said I think they should win that division. I know you disagree.
No, that's there's another team that's going to win.
Let's put them frisky.
Yeah, all right.
Carolina Panthers 1-3.
I mean, they were frisky with Andy Dalton for a game, but that wore off.
Yeah,
they lost to the Bengals, but they're not bad.
They're still kind of frisky.
Are they shooketh, though?
No.
Well, so could they be shooketh because they're like, what, my head's spinning? We had the number one pick. Now he's not playing anymore.
I'm not shooketh.
Like, not where we are. Okay.
They're two-pick watch or frisky. There's no in-between, I don't think.
Okay, I'll put them two-pick watch.
Okay, let's do that.
You know, let our heads clear. They're back down where they belong.
Yeah, okay. And then, you know, another loss with Dalton, we can put them back on Travis Hunter. Yeah, okay. Good.
2-2 Saints.
Oh, God. I shooketh?
Yeah. I think, you know what? That's actually perfect.
Shooketh.
2-0, scoring more points than anybody. Now 0-2, and you're like, wait a minute, what happened here?
And like, guys are getting hurt left and right.
Yeah, they're
so
shooketh.
Like, I think they're maybe a candidate for the Rambulans, but their hurt guys are playing. Like Olave and Kamara are playing. Tyson Hill doesn't really count. So yeah, that shooketh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 3-1.
They are at least frisky.
They're frisky. We can put them just a bit outside.
You want to put them up there?
Yeah, I mean, right. I don't think there's a real difference between them and Atlanta, but right now they're 3-1. Atlanta's 2-2, so that'll hash itself out over the year.
They just dominated the Eagles.
Dominated
too.
Rambulance Eagles, but yes, I will.
Just a bit outside.
I'll go with Tampa. Just a bit outside.
Baker That's Mayfield looks real nice.
He does.
Gate to the West. The Arizona Cardinals at 1-3.
We had them frisky before.
Not great, Bob.
They're either shooketh or number two pick watch.
I'll go shooketh.
Shooketh.
Yeah.
Because
shooketh.
We kind of believed in him.
Three straight weeks for the TD for Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's been great. I was a big hater most of the draft season and going into week one or coming out of week one. But yeah,
right.
Okay. Shooketh.
Okay. LA Rams also 1-3.
Stay in the Rambulance.
Yeah, they're Rambulance.
Are we giving them too much of an excuse?
No, I mean, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. Let's let them figure it out a little bit.
Rambulance with the Eagles. That's okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Last two.
2-2 49ers.
All right. So they didn't have the biggest test this past weekend against the New England Patriots.
I got to be honest, I'm still shooketh.
Shooketh on the Niners?
I'm still shooketh with them. I don't like what I see. They toyed around with the Patriots. They could have put their foot on their throats. They never really did.
Would you put them in Rambulance because no McCaffrey?
Nah.
A lot of their other guys came
Everybody
back.
Everybody else came back.
All right, shooketh.
The German Rambulance.
Shooketh.
German Rambulance.
Yeah, what do you call that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably a word for it.
Good question. All right.
Last one, Bill.
Seattle Seahawks, 3-1.
So they first lost last night to Detroit. We like Detroit. We have Detroit all the way up to just a bit outside.
Der Krankenwagen.
You got a clean cut of that?
Der Krankenwagen.
That's where we're putting the Niners?
Yeah.
Seahawks, I would argue, are either just a bit outside or frisky.
Let's go just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
That's the right spot for
first
them.
Loss last night.
And like, I don't know. They were going toe-to-toe with the Lions who couldn't get stopped on offense anyway. So there you go. All right, outside.
So from the bottom up, Travis Hunter, we have the Patriots, Browns, Jaguars, and Titans. Therefore, should I change number two pick watch to number five pick watch?
Exactly. Yeah, let's alter that. Okay. I was thinking that. I'm like, we have way too many teams on Travis Hunter. Yeah.
So number five pick watch is Giants, Bears, Panthers. Pretty bad teams. Mm-hmm. I'm shooketh. Pretty loaded category here. Dolphins, Jets, Bengals, Raiders. Cowboys, Saints, Cardinals, Niners. Rambulance, Eagles, Rams. Flacky, Colts. Frisky,
about Flacky.
Steelers, Broncos, Chargers, Commanders, Falcons. Just a bit outside, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Lions, Packers, Bucks, Seahawks, and the top tier, Scoops Keefe, Chiefs, Vikings.
I love it.
I think that's awesome.
Well, it's a winner here on a tier Tuesday.
Crushed it.
It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran at high noon, and we have misleading. What's going on with the Red Sox and their interest in buying the Celtics? That's next.
It's time for misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Misleading each and every day at this time. We revisit something from the Greg Hill Show. That would include Courtney's response to Sam Kennedy today.
Yes.
That FSG not interested in purchasing the Boston Celtics at this time. Just real quick before we get to it.
Uh-huh.
37937. Der Krankenwagen.
Uh-huh.
Is what I used to refer to it as when I was 13.
Okay.
Is that right. Not? Is that
okay.
Not?
That's not what we're talking about.
Wagon.
That's not what we're talking about.
I'm sorry, one more time. Der Krankenwagen. That's the
McCaffrey tier.
That's German for ambulance.
Got
yeah,
it.
Well, I think we're going to need to get that into the tiers next week.
I would agree.
If you missed any of the tiers, Keefe tweeted them out at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can also go back and listen on the Odyssey app. What do we think? Sam Kennedy says FSG is not interested. You have this here, Nick? Okay, let's hear it.
Can you say FSG plans on bidding on the Celtics?
I don't see it to be appropriate to talk about the Celtics today other than to say congrats on another world championship. But that's not on our radar right now.
Okay, it's not exactly a no.
It is for sure not a no. It's an awkward laugh, and then it's like, I don't want to talk about it.
What's not appropriate about it? It's not appropriate?
Like, when else are we going to talk to you?
It's not appropriate.
Like, well, that's out there. We want to, like, that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. It was a rumor and a thought as soon as we heard that they were up for sale. Fenway Sports Group clearly doesn't just own the Red Sox.
No.
Very much they own a lot of other things and a lot of other sports. One sport they haven't tackled yet is basketball. And with the connection to LeBron and all this other stuff, you're like, why not? Why wouldn't they be? So I don't think that's a denial at all.
No.
I think the Coco bomb could 100% be accurate.
No, me too. And in her defense, she also said this, and this was clear in her reporting at the time. She never reported on FSG. She reported on Kennedy and his interest, not FSG and his interest. So maybe there's a gray area there too. But I don't think that's a denial
by
any
means.
Definitely
not. Nope. I think they could absolutely be a finalist. And this is one of those ones where you don't really want that information out there. You don't want to be seen as the guy who missed out on buying the team. Like, you don't want people to know you were into it until you own it and be like, yep, I outbid everybody else. I'm the richest rich person, and everybody wants me to own the team. Other than that, you look like a loser. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to admit to it. So, I stand by that one.
I
bet that one's
look,
right.
Look, I now think, too, the bids are ratcheting up. Finalists are starting to get pared down. And so we're getting to a more aggressive point. We're going to find out. I mean, it's going to be very clear, I think, who is right and who is wrong eventually. I don't think Sam Kennedy, who also said the Red Sox are, you know, putting their money where their mouth is and talk is cheap. Everything else he said. Yeah, I don't know why we're going to choose to believe that comment and not believe everything else he said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking most of that at face value.
Right. Yeah, I think as somebody pointed out, they were like, all right, so they're kind of denying interest in the owning the Celtics. Yeah, this is the same group that said they were going to go full throttle last offseason.
Seriously.
So. Yeah, that.
It's getting hot in here. Why are you asking me what's going on?
Nah, next question.
Next question.
Filling up the water, like shaking the water. Like, yeah, that kind of confirms it to me.
Okay, so there you go. It's misleading each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.